The company used milk protein concentrate in its Kraft Singles and Velveeta. The imported dry powder has anywhere from 40 to 85% protein in it. It has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration as an ingredient for pasteurized processed cheese. There are federal regulations for that kind of cheese and others as to what goes into them and how they should be labeled. Pete Harden is a farm activist from Brooklyn who has long fought the use of the cheaper import, which often replaces dried powdered milk produced in the United States.
There's been a lot of misbranded products sold to the consumers, and I would hope that Kraft doesn't get away with a slap on the wrist.
Harden says Kraft's use of milk protein concentrate has helped drive down milk prices to their lowest level in more than two decades. But UW-Madison agriculture professor Ed Jesse isn't so sure.
I think the impact of MPC imports on milk prices is quite small. I hesitate to even estimate exactly what it is because we don't know exactly how it's being used. But it's only a minor factor in the dismally low milk prices that we're seeing right now.
Jesse says the bigger threat to milk prices is overproduction and the fact that milk replacements like MPC carry no or tariffs. Little Kraft Foods was given 2 weeks to respond to the government letter informing them of violations. Kraft company officials were not available for comment. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.